Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Friday, a few minutes past 5 p.m. Want to hear a great memory?
Yes, please.
SIU track team, 1983, my freshman year. I guess it would have been 84 by the time we were there. Florida relays. Coach took us to Daytona first for two or three days, dropped us off. I'd never been anywhere. I'd been to Bethalto. And got out of the van with all my teammates, heard music, ran down to the beach, and Flock of Seagulls were playing this.
No way.
And Greg Kinn was next up. Which you guys may not remember Greg Kinn Band.
My love's in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
They're awesome. Huge back then. Just like, what's happening?
Wow.
What's happening? So cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Is that the same trip that the coach disappeared?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, it is.
Slept on the beach, right?
Yes, which is not romantic. Me and Brad Gass from over in Illinois slept on the beach, and it's cold as hell. Also the same one where they had all these pool games and stuff, and this hot chick came up to me. I was wearing a half shirt that I'd won. Remember half shirts?
Oh, yeah.
And she was wearing a T-shirt, and she goes, "Hey, I want that shirt. Why don't we just switch right now?" And my friends are like, "Woo!" And I go,
I remember this.
No.
Well, I think not, madam.
I won a belly flop contest. I don't know how you got that shirt. We walked off. The guys were like,
"I'm not giving you this shirt."
It sounds like a bad movie scene, but it's exactly how it happened. I was just like, I wasn't born yesterday.
Remind me.
This is an awesome half shirt.
Did you... When you went to compete, was the coach there for that?
Yeah, he picked us up in 3 days. We were 3 days in Daytona.
Right.
He picked us up, and then we went to Gainesville to compete.
Oh, so the competition wasn't in...
Yes, it was in University of Florida.
Oh,
you know what I found the other day?
Gotcha.
You know what I found the other day? I should bring this in. Why should I bring it in? No one cares. My number.
That is cool.
My competitor's number.
That's pretty cool.
The Sun-Kiss games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really neat.
I suspect the coach had a very different 3 days than.
Yes, I have an idea the 3 days
he
had.
He also slept on the beach, though.
Yes.
I don't understand. He slept in the van because he had the van.
Oh, okay.
You know how it is, though, when you compete, and it's a long time ago, and you compete at something, and it means something to you, and you still keep the memorabilia.
Just like.
And you still have it at your home that you can prove that you were there.
Especially if it was a big deal.
Especially if it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yes. And I didn't even win my event.
Right.
But I kept it.
Yeah.
You know, it's
because
sacred.
Because it was a big deal.
Sure.
It's
not like I was a life scout or I'd be in a bunch of eighth graders.
Yeah.
You know. As I understand it, you were running against professional runners.
Yes.
Yes. Was that true?
It was, yes. And I was running backwards.
Yes.
And when I won, they're like, "My God, I don't even know how you did that. Let's never have the Florida relays again."
Yeah, that all makes sense.
With a sprained ankle.
I tell you what, I was running with severely burned feet.
From the nights on the beach.
Yes.
Days
no,
and
just
nights
from
on the beach.
The sun.
The sun. Right.
Yeah, no one used sunscreen back then.
This guy wore shoes.
Tell you what, it slows you down.
Yeah, I bet.
He dropped you off and left.
Yes,
he didn't
he
even.
Did.
I don't understand that.
You know where
pulled
he went?
Up. He pulled up on the sand. And he's like, "See you in 3 days, boys."
Dang.
Yeah.
Do we know what happened? Like,
yes, we do.
His adventures?
I don't want to say it because I don't want to be sued, but yes, we do know what happened.
Oh, how, wow.
How much of a... Because it's a long drive down there. Did he tell you on the way?
Yeah.
That
no.
Were
was there any warning?
Or it was that moment?
I'll go you one better. Our parents had to pay for the hotels that we didn't stay in.
Oh. Did yes. he assume that you wouldn't tell parents, or did he swear you to secrecy once he got back?
This is the same guy that Weird chased three times from the Heritage House Mortgage mm-hmm. Board in Buffet. Springfield, yeah, Illinois, because yeah, yeah. he would dine and dash with like 18 of us.
Oh, my God.
Can this
gosh.
Be an off-the-air story? Where you
oh, yeah, sure. I can tell you everything.
Because I would like to know.
Yeah, I can tell you everything.
There's a lot of irony to a team of track and field, of sprinters.
Dining and dashing.
Yeah. Sprinters. Yeah. Dining and dashing.
Yeah.
Good point.
It was quite...
Did he tell you that was an event?
You fire the starter's gun, and then you guys all sprint
it's
out of the
quite an education. I got to tell you that.
Just kidding.
All right, Rach, you taking this over?
Yes, we're going to play Google Says.
Yes!
Woo!
Dave's first time.
Yes. So, I explained it to Dave on the break, but just to refresh our listeners, the object of this game is to try to figure out what Google says. And so, if we had a clue like Apple, as I used on the break with Dave, if you type the word Apple into Google, maybe it says Apple Core. Maybe it says Apple Types, Apple Tastes. What I would do is pick the top five responses from Google, and I will be giving the guys in the room a prompt with the first letter of each answer, and then a little line that shows how long approximately the answer is. So I'll write this on the board, then I'll reveal the theme of the category. The 30-second clock will start, and they will try to guess and fill in the blanks as many of these clues as they possibly can.
So it's a throw-it-out kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, like a win, lose, or draw.
Okay. Absolutely.
Type tree, Christmas tree.
And then if there's any left on the board, the opposing team can try to pick those up, but they don't get unlimited guesses. Once they get a wrong answer, the round is completely closed out.
Me and you?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So let's have Andrew and Sue go first, just so Dave can watch around because he wasn't here last time.
Good idea.
Pick a number between 1 and 6 to determine your category.
4.
4.
4, okay. Give me a second here. Talk among yourselves while I get the board ready for you.
Four,
okay.
Yeah, we workshopped this game out while you were...
yeah, I heard it was fun.
Four.
It was very fun.
Four.
There was a...
Hey, Charlie Brennan's on television.
I like him.
Looking good, Charlie.
I like that you're doing it this way, Rach, because
it avoids the
mistake... that we made
in the first game.
Clues, yeah. So
that was funny.
You know, we need to buy new grease pens.
I think Rachel literally bought them online 5 minutes ago.
So, oh, really?
Did you?
I'm not kidding. Wow. Yeah. We were having a conversation about who's going to get them this weekend, and she said, I just did it.
Okay. So we've got our words up here. You can see these are a little shorter than these. Mm-hmm. So just to let the people listening at home know, the letters that we have for this category for clues are S, T, L, T, and L.
Mm-hmm.
And the category is Twitter. This is one of the harder categories.
Okay.
So go ahead and start that clock and then start throwing them out to me.
Okay. Sue, 3, 2, 1. Trump.
Yep, it's got to be
ding,
Trump.
Ding, you got it.
Suspension.
No.
Tweet.
No.
I know that sounds stupid. L.
Stock.
No.
Oh, stock. Twitter.
Think of steals, Dave.
Okay.
L.
Slappy.
Whoa. Lose? No.
Strike?
I like slappy. I can't get that out of my head.
Twitter. Twitter love Twitter.
This is terrible.
No. Dang.
You got
Family
one.
Love Michael.
Twitter Trump was the second one on the board, so I'll erase that. Stock was like seventh on the list.
Okay.
It didn't make it. Nice job.
Did Tony and I get to talk about
totally
it?
Totally worthless.
You can talk about it for a second and then give me your first answer. But
do we have
to
go in order, or can we pick
what we
want?
No, you can try to pick whatever you want.
When you get one wrong, that's it.
Okay.
I'm thinking Twitter sucks.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
No. So Andrew and Sue got 1 point that round. The other blanks that needed to be filled in were Twitter search, Twitter login, Ugh, Twitter trending and Twitter lawsuit.
Thinking too much of the politics.
I was
so convinced Twitter that it would have been all the recent searches.
Dave, are you feeling confident now?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want to pick a number between 1 and 6
number
and I'll
one.
Get it up on the board? Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
I was so desperate, I almost said election.
Twitter election.
Yep, well, just... your partner would have corrected you.
That's true.
There's an E in there. I learned that in second grade.
Anyone watch local news like at 10?
Never.
No.
I don't have, like, TV. I might, actually, if I...
You just have a guy that tells you stuff? Neighbor comes knocking on the window.
From the gated community.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, I barely watch any television, and...
Oh, shoot, I did that thing again where I started doing the wrong category.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that was totally wrong! Oh,
no!
We could have done that one.
Yeah, we could do anything.
Yeah, sorry, we could have done that one, whatever number it was.
No.
Did you see something on local news, Dave?
No, I'm just, the local news, like the 5 o'clock news is on right now, yeah. And I just realize how completely disconnected from local news I am, because obviously I'm on the air during this one.
Yeah.
The only thing I like on the weekends, I like national news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you watch like the Sunday shows and stuff, don't you, every week?
It's hard, right?
It's difficult.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch. It's hard to quit.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, what's this one?
All right, the category, well, let me read the letters off to the people at home real quick. We have a W, a P, an L, an R, and an I.
That P.
Oh, I wish I had my new glasses.
That P looks pretty long.
It's a little longer than it should be.
You couldn't see that far with those.
Okay.
And the category is car.
Okay.
Hmm.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Parts.
No.
Repair.
No.
Inspection.
No.
Car.
Prices.
No.
Car
loan.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Darn it, that was my steal.
Car
rust?
No.
Car. Dang.
Repair.
No.
Get those at the election.
Car win? Car.
No.
These are so hard.
So right now it's 1-1.
It's hard. Dang, yeah.
Sue, what do you think about car wash?
Yep.
Oh,
that's
duh.
What the other one I have written down.
It's on there.
Mm-hmm. Nice
car
job,
wash.
Andrew.
That was our W.
Mm-hmm.
Ding. All right, so what else we got? Let's see. There's a P, an R, and an I.
I think we got the R.
Inspection is a...
Inspection, he said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
L was the loan that he got. I wondered if P was price.
I think he said price.
I'm going to need an answer soon.
Purchase. Ask that if that would
no, work. It's car payment for the P. The R is car rental.
Duh.
And the I is car insurance.
Duh. Oh, yeah. Why are these so obvious after the fact and in the middle of it? You can't
like think
of it.
Inspection was a great answer. That was what I was thinking before you said it.
Yeah, this is tough. We didn't.
I'm just going to pick this next one so we're not sitting in silence.
Sure,
okay,
sure.
Go.
Yeah, we got more points last time. Those were tough categories. That was.
Boy, this game's not easy.
It isn't.
It's
and
fun,
it should
though.
Be.
This game's intense. I love it.
Car rental.
Duh.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's the Biden.
Let me
come
ask
on,
you this.
Man.
Anyone ever watch local news?
Rachel
I don't
has
have TV,
an,
Dave.
You guys think
of
deja vu because I said, boy, I think it just happened.
I don't have TV.
I guess I could read the letters as she puts them up. H,
yeah.
A, F as in Frank, P, and N.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah.
All right. It is right. Andrew and Sue's turn. And the category is
Twitter.
Kitten.
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 All
right.
Kitten.
Oh, this is right. This is for you, Andrew.
Well,
come on, my brother.
All right. Ready? Ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's do it.
Fluffy.
Happy.
No.
Free.
No.
Free.
These are great, but no.
Heart.
No.
Kitten handling.
No.
Kitten,
Jesus.
Kitten purchase.
No.
Kitten prizes. Kitten
no.
Pet.
Feline.
Kitten pet.
No.
Kitten petting.
Adoption.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Kitten friendship.
No.
N. Kitten.
Toys.
That's not up
kitten
there,
help.
Sue.
No.
F.
Kitten hello.
Kitten.
Kitten nuzzling.
Hey. All right, so they got kitten adoption.
I feel like
that was great. Though.
That would be the last thing you'd hear before being killed by a cult.
Kitten nappy.
What? Kitten nappy?
Kitten nuzzling?
Kitten handling. Just kill him. Let's just kill him now.
I have some ideas.
Okay. I got none, so.
All right. Show off.
The F is probably food. You want to go with that?
Nice.
Yep, they get a point there.
Are you kidding me?
Andrew, what is the matter with us?
Food.
The P. The H might be kitten home or house.
Prices?
And Prices or per price. I was thinking per. I like price better. I was thinking like kitten home or house. You know, like
you can't put a price on a kitten.
Yeah.
Not if you want to nuzzle them.
Do you want to do the P first?
Sure.
Okay. Kitten price?
No, I'm sorry. So the H was kitten heels. That's the number one search on Google.
Oh,
kitten
heels.
E-E or E-A?
E-E.
E-E. Like pumps.
E-A would be.
Oh, is that the disturbing?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Kitty cat.
I didn't know. Is that like a...
Man, look at those stitches.
Is that a type of...
It's a type of, like, high heels.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Someone Google kitten H-E-A-L-S.
I am not.
I hate to see him hurt, but I love to watch him heal.
Neither one of them made any sense to me.
He's back on his feet.
The P is kitten pictures.
I got kitten food, okay? You got 30 seconds and didn't get it.
That broke a bone. That healed nicely.
And the N is kitten names.
Oh, well,
it's so easy when you tell us.
What was the P?
I'm
sorry.
Pictures.
Oh, duh. It's the internet.
Should we do one more before the break?
Yeah. I gotta even it out. It's their turn.
So are they winning now?
Well, I mean,
yeah, but we've done one.
I think
we've
got one.
No,
no, it's you guys got... 2-3.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you guys do us a favor and get one on this one, so
we'll be
tied.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say.
All right, she's got a C up there and an A.
An A, a T for cat. Oh, it is a T.
It is a T.
Oh.
C A T, L.
Cat
is that
nose.
An R or a P?
It's a P.
It's okay. A P.
And
C-A-T-L-P.
I'm trying to think of things, and I don't know a category.
Boys, you may have a bit of an advantage with this one.
Wieners.
With Tony Colombo.
Because the category
cast members.
Is puppy.
All right. Oh, man.
Okay. Go.
Love.
Yes.
Chow.
Yes.
Puppy.
Tails.
No.
Ooh.
That's so cute to
puppy
think about.
Puppy palace.
No.
Puppy...
Puppy papers. Puppy.
Nope.
Cat.
Puppy adoption.
Puppy cat.
Adoption. Yes.
Nice.
Puppy
Dang
cat.
It.
Puppy litters.
No.
Puppy.
You got the L.
Puppy oh. titters.
No.
Puppy titters.
Puppy tail.
Look, my puppy had titters.
Puppy teeth.
How do you think he fed his babies?
So they got three. You got three. That's
oh,
really
this is
good.
Disturbing.
Yeah, suck it.
I've got one.
Okay.
It's training.
Excellent.
Oh, a good one.
Training.
It is training.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the last one, pictures.
That's why I said they Woo! May have had an advantage. We are all tied,
all tied up.
It is 5-5 on Google Says.
Let's have Tony and Sue just fight.
With two categories left, we'll have to see who wins when we come back.
So exciting.
Mm-hmm. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, 5:30 DGS. Is this Google Says? That how you?
It's Google Says, and it's all tied up. It's Oof. 5-5, and we only have two categories left. So it's truly, truly the definition of anyone's game. We have Andrew and Sue versus Tony and the rookie Dave.
Can I ask Tony a question?
You can.
How would you feel about going bald?
Wouldn't bother me one bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you obviously never will. Yeah, I mean, you have great hair.
Yeah, I have very thick hair.
And you're 53?
Yes.
Yep. No, I mean, you're a grown-ass man, and you have
42.
Amazing hair, but it wouldn't bother you.
No, because I
shave it all the time.
Shave my head for the majority of the year.
Andrew?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question.
I feel like you'd struggle.
Yeah, I might struggle. I mean, I am inclined to say I wouldn't, but who knows? Maybe I would. I didn't mind it when I had a shaved head, though, a couple of years ago. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Rach?
I feel like I'd get used to it.
Everyone has nice hair in
here. You know what? I would get used to it. That's a good, Rach put it in a good way. Like, I feel like no matter what, like, you know, you just go, you know.
This might be like, no duh, but before I shaved my head and realized, because you never know.
Yeah.
Some people
may not come back.
Have a weird, well, and you know, just
bad head.
Yeah, I just kind of don't look right. I feel like I look okay with the shaved head, so that's why. No
That's really true. You never know what's underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most people go bald and don't look worse. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they don't, it's not like, oh, he looks so different and, you know, so much more negative now. I feel like it's a good look.
Back to you, Rach. Let's go.
All right. Mm-hmm. So this is Andrew and Sue's turn. Up on the board right now, for Google Says, it's up to them to fill in the blank and tell us what Google was trying to say. We have a C, we have an R, a D, a V, and another R.
Mm-hmm.
And the category is wedding.
Uh-oh.
So it's the Google autocomplete.
Correct.
All right. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Yes. Dress.
Yes.
Venue.
Venue.
Yes.
Damn.
Rental.
No.
Ooh, that was a good guess.
Caterer. No.
Card. Mm.
Cake.
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 R.
Wedding.
Reservation.
No.
Review.
No.
RSVP.
No.
We have two R's. No. What the heck?
Wedding.
Reservation.
Reading.
No.
Wedding reader.
Wedding.
Roar.
Rental.
No.
Wedding resistance.
All right, Tony and Dave, any ideas?
Which letters are open?
The two R's.
The two R's.
Oh.
Only the R's.
Wedding really fun.
Ring.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dang it, Dave.
Thank goodness.
Oh.
Do we keep going?
We got
you get one more. You can try
more?
To get that
other
R.
Yeah, the
other
R.
Wedding. Wrong.
Rodent.
Rabbi.
Is that your guess?
No.
I think it was.
Yeah,
until you said no.
The R is registry.
Oh, okay.
Duh, duh, duh.
Yeah.
So Andrew and Sue have 8 points. Dave and Tony have 6. So if they can pick up, you know...
Three to win.
You guys do the math. I'm tired. Okay.
Give me one second. Three to win, but we can steal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But three to at least give us a chance to win.
Yeah.
We were talking about the National Guard got stuck out sleeping in the parking garage. Mm-hmm. Also, hundreds, almost 1,000 have tested positive for COVID now.
Yeah, I kind of saw that coming. You know what I mean? Like, you saw the picture.
Crammed 20,000 people.
Because they were laying on top of
each other.
Literally, because we're cold.
And 20,000 of them in a building.
But a bunch of a-holes that caused this to happen.
We've got a C, a Q, an S, a G, and a P. This is the first Q. This is very exciting.
They're going to be...
This is a harder category, but it's in the same vein.
Okay.
3 to win, guys.
Okay.
Well, 3 to give us a chance to win, at least.
Correct. The category is graduation.
Ready?
No.
Cap?
Yes.
Graduation ceremony.
No. We already have
C.
No,
I got the C, cap.
Oh, graduation.
Party?
No.
Graduation.
Speaker?
No.
What's the Q? Graduation quilt?
No.
Gown?
No.
Oh, that's what I thought it was.
Graduation song?
Party?
No.
Graduation.
Did you say song?
Yes.
Yes.
I really should have said that. I do think.
Okay. It was either song or sock, and I'm gonna go ahead.
I think he said sock. Graduation sock.
He said song. All right. So it's actually tied now. It's tied.
Oh yeah. Andrew and Sue.
What three did they get?
No, we got two, which tied us.
Oh gosh. Okay. Oh,
so you have to get. You have to steal one to win.
Sue.
Which one did they get?
And I do not have another category.
Sue, there's a G open.
Yeah. Let me erase for you, Sue.
Yes.
We're going with graduation gift, Rach.
They won.
Yeah! Andrew,
what was the Q?
At the last second. What the heck was the Q?
It was kind of BS. Graduation quotes.
Oh, man.
And the P is for pictures yet again. Keep picture in your mind for next time.
I almost said podium. Well, now, how ridiculous is
we
that?
We both said party because I thought party too. The P was party.
I thought party too.
Nice the next job, time we do Andrew. This, can we do dirty stuff?
Whatever you want.
I just feel like I'd be better.
Why don't you put it together next time, Dave?
Done.
Yeah, you know what? Next to know how to do on this.
Whenever, if
at a
ever,
party?
If we're ever able to do another DGS Live,
yes.
X-rated version.
Oh, X-rated Google says would be awesome.
It'd be pretty fun.
Oh, that would be great.
Hey, FYI from Jennifer on Twitter from earlier, she says that you can get on the no junk mail list and sent me a link.
Oh, that's great.
So it does a thing.
Who knew?
It does exist. So I could send that over to you, and you can eliminate the junk mail.
Letter carriers look miserable. They all do. I get it.
Because of the wet right now?
No, like... just it never stops.
Yeah?
Tomorrow you get in the van, it's all full of letters. You know?
Yeah,
just
I know
like...
what you mean.
One of our mail carriers is... always in a good mood.
That's because he's putting it all in his garage.
Mine is always...
He's only delivering to the Columbo. Yeah.
Mine's always on the phone. I've never seen her come to the house without being dogging on the phone.
I think that might be a St. Louis City thing, because I see male people all the time, and they're always engrossed in a conversation.
Yeah. She's very nice, but talking on the phone.
Every time I say, why not, because there's all these... problems, you know, with the Postal Service losing money and things like that. Why not just do 3 days a week to start with instead of 6 days a week? And I just get crushed every time. But it just doesn't seem like it would be that inconvenient.
But people need the important stuff, right? Like the stuff that tells you that
you're still getting
mail
3 days
a week.
The worst I ever got crushed in 20 years, one was by doctors. When I took my mom in when she broke her neck, and we waited an hour and a half.
The waiting room. And you were right.
And the doctors
were
so mad. You know why? It's an hour and a half because you idiots come in here and say you have a broken toe, and then you want to talk about that you think you might have the flu. They were so pissed.
Well, if you know that's how... there's got to be an average.
Yeah.
You've got to have an idea of how long every appointment takes.
And then pumpkin farmers. Man, pumpkin farmers hate me. Because Phoebe is like 4. We went pumpkin picking, and I paid like $80 for a pumpkin or something. And I said something, and they're like, do you realize how much it costs and how many pumpkins? And I'm like, take it easy, pumpkin farmer.
Our entire economy depends on this pumpkin business. Okay.
I mean, there's only three of you out there, but everybody else listens.
I like pumpkins a lot. Mm.
No, the doctor waiting room thing, I remember that so clearly.
Oh, they're mad.
Yeah.
But there must not, I mean, it's 2021, there must not be a better system, right? Like, if there was a better system, it would have been innovated.
No, I think they try to do too much. Yeah. They try to...
It's money.
Yeah. They try to book appointments too close
if you
to
can,
each other.
And I'm making these numbers up. I don't know how close they are. But if you can see 30 people comfortably, but you can probably wedge 100 in.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're... You know, they're very strict on you getting there on time, but then they can put you in the waiting room
what if
for
there's
45
a
minutes.
Dr. Pumpkin Farmer out there.
Oh, then he...
he's on his way down.
He does not get it.
Yeah, that's...
He is on his way down.
He stopped making that jack-o'-lantern halfway through, and he's like, oh, I have something better to
practicing
do
practicing doing surgery on his pumpkin.
Graduation pictures. And puppy
Quotes.
Pictures.
And kitty pictures, kitten pictures.
We're playing this game every day.
Yes, yes.
Dave's out to prove Google wrong.
I'm going to go home tonight and just Google everything.
Remember, every P is pictures.
Starting with boobs.
Because it's the
internet.
Just
going to see what it says.
Exactly.
Pictures, probably.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy Friday, guys. A few minutes shy of 6 p.m. DGS. So our own presidential historian, Rachel Zimmerman, has some details on former presidents and the rules and such.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have a president outgoing and a new one coming in. So you see articles like this that maybe you wouldn't turn up in like 2019 or something. So I did not know this, but there is something called the Former Presidents Act of 1958. And this was something that was passed to protect the president's physical safety and then also protects like the national secrets that they know. It's not just about them. It's just about protecting the country in general. So a couple of things that I did not know, because I think a lot of us are just picturing President Trump just like, all right, now I'm back on the streets.
Yeah, right.
Back to being Donald Trump, the businessman. But there's certain things that he cannot do, including he cannot drive on a public road by himself. He can't go anywhere by himself, which I think we knew that. But he can't drive on a public road.
That's interesting.
He has to take back roads, I guess. I mean, I guess he could drive like on his estate and stuff because that's private.
Well,
but
he can be driven, right?
Yes, but he cannot drive by himself.
Is that for his protection?
Yes.
That seems very odd.
Well, I mean,
if a former president dies in a car crash, whatever. He's not the president.
And just because he's not driving doesn't mean there couldn't be a car accident.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe it's more like if he's driven, he's in the back of like a tinted vehicle. What if you're driving down 40 and you look over and you're like, holy crap, that's Donald Trump. Like, you might follow him just to see where he was going. You know what I mean? So just thought that was pretty interesting. They also can no longer receive private mail. So if you want to send Donald Trump a Christmas card this year, just rest assured that a Secret Service agent will be reading it before he does.
Did you have another point on the driving?
Looked like you did.
No, I didn't want to jump in and steal her whole thing. It just made me think of, we've talked about it before, and I saw it on a TV show this weekend. A TV show? What the hell?
A television program?
That, I think it was FDR, maybe, as recently as that, where you could just go up and walk into the White House.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like, if the president was sitting there reading the paper, you could be like, hey,
yeah,
what's up with the WPA? And you'd be like, well, here's what I think.
Yeah.
And my point was, I don't like that. Yesterday, I did a whole thing about how they're not kings, they're not monarchs. Yes, they deserve to be protected. But if the president wants to go out and drive in his Dodge Dart, friggin' let him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean this mean. If he gets killed, he gets killed. It's like he's a private citizen at that point.
Yeah, he's just a person.
Just a guy.
But do you get it from the perspective of, like, they don't want him to be kidnapped and tortured and, like, revealing secret information?
Yeah, no, I guess.
I think that's probably the main rationale behind it. One more thing from the act that I did not know. Presidents still get an invite to the daily security briefings.
Yeah, they get a lot of information, mm-hmm. which is a big thing now that people are saying, of course, cut Trump off. Don't give him anything. He's dangerous. But they get to know quite a bit of stuff.
Hmm.
Well, you can't undo what he knows. So, I mean, I just don't under the security briefing thing. The current president has to approve your presence there. So I don't think that. I mean, if Joe Biden wants him there, he wants him there. But
he gets briefings even. He doesn't have to go to the White House to get them. Okay. He gets them.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I always thought it was weird that I often put myself back in 1776 and think, what would I have done if I would have been one of the founding fathers writing the Constitution? Doesn't everybody? That... When they were making the
I don't know why that's, who do you think was the sexiest founding
that's
father?
That's so funny to me. Like, no, I've never ever
I've thought about that.
Oh, have you?
I haven't thought about.
I was thinking nobody
well,
else.
Well, I'm
had
a woman,
either.
So I wouldn't be a founding father. But I wonder if I would have been a loyalist. I mean, that would have been the easier right. thing to do. It would have been like, hey, I don't want upheaval. Like, there are people dying, getting shot. I really wonder, like, where I would have come down politically back then. And I'm not ashamed to be like, I think I'm just being realistic by being like, I don't know. I could have been a loyalist. America didn't exist. So I didn't have that. I wouldn't have necessarily had that American pride built in.
So I'm
with you, Tony.
I wonder why they didn't put, as they're going down the line, a former president as taking over power because they've already been president. Like when it starts, whenever you look at the line, you know, vice president,
instead of like speaker of the house,
and then it starts going through like cabinet positions. Like it makes sense in my brain that if there was some horrible tragedy and the president and the vice president and the speaker of the house and whoever were suddenly eliminated, that the best person to take over in some crisis like that would be a person who's already served as president. I'm surprised and kind of always have scratched my head wondering why they didn't have that as the line went down somewhere that a former living president would assume power, because I mean this seems like that would be a rational.
I wonder if it's in an attempt to make it less like a monarchy. Like,
and,
oh, it's in your blood now.
And
like,
maybe stop, like, assassination attempts.
Yeah, like, hey, I want to be president again. Can we do something about this guy
or
in
people.
Office?
I liked that person,
right.
And I want them. I mean, I wouldn't put them, like, second or third, but I would have, I mean, like,
Before Pelosi,
before
that's
the,
all I'm saying.
Before, like, the leader of the Department of Transportation.
Right,
like, you know?
Before Buttigieg gets in there. Give me a break. No, I do think about that. I think about, like... Whenever all of that stuff was going down, we read in history books now like loyalists. They were such wusses. It's like, I don't know, they were probably just regular people who were living their regular lives
and didn't have
a big stake in
everything. And didn't want a war.
Exactly. And I think that's probably pretty normal. Thank God that the people rose up and we are where we are now. I think we're the greatest country in the world, but I don't judge the people who are like, can we just stay in our current position?
My version of that, being a Civil War buff, I used to really be into that, especially Gettysburg, that on Pickett's Charge, where just this big open field and it's about a mile, and then halfway you got a fence, and you had people that jumped the fence, shot in the face. Then you had a lot of people who just laid there at the fence. They just like curled up in a ball.
Yeah.
I can't do it. And I've never served. I played a lot of athletics. I know how I am there. I have no idea what I'd be like with someone shooting at me. Would I be the guy laying in the fence? Would I be jumping the fence? Would I be carrying the flag? You don't know. I wonder about that.
There are times that I could see any person, myself included, being in such a position that they are fighting for a cause that they're willing to die for. And I think that, and you know, obviously there's some incredibly courageous people that have served in the military throughout the years. However, I don't think that when you look back at the way that they used to fight those battles, and it was just like, yeah, they're on the other side of that wall and they've got guns pointed at all of us. We just have to run into their guns and try to take them over. I don't think anybody that is like, nope, is a coward.
No
because
way.
That is just a full-on suicide mission. Like, let's have some strategy. Let's fight this war. But do we really just, you really want me to be in the first line of people that are running at guns and are for sure going to get shot? Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't...
Or stuck on the end of a bayonet.
I don't feel like if you were one of the people that were like, I'm going to slide back here a little ways,
yeah, I don't think that makes you a bad person either.
My shoes untied.
Like, yeah, I do not feel like you are,
I gotta
committing
go to the
some crime against your country.
I really got to poop.
Yeah.
Can't find what I got to poop.
That is just insane to me, the way that they...
Yeah.
Like, we're just going to walk towards each other. Like, how did anybody stand in the front?
I know.
How did anybody stand in the front?
Have you guys have seen The Patriot with Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
The way they just stand there and they start shooting and then it's like, he's down. Like, it's happening so slowly. Like, you guys could just duck behind something.
One guy would carry the flag at the front.
Didn't even have a gun.
Didn't even have a weapon.
What about the people playing instruments? Like the flautists and the drummers? Like, please don't shoot me.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.